This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Monday's headlines, and President Obama once again focusing strongly on the economy. Less than a week after Republicans scored a shocking win in the Massachusetts Senate race, and less than 2 days before the president addresses Congress and the nation in his annual State of the Union message. The president today talking about the middle class and improving their economic condition. The president says he not only wants to pick up the pieces from the recent economic crisis, but to lay a much stronger economic foundation on which to rebuild.
When we walked through these doors last year, our first and most urgent task was to rescue our economy, to give immediate relief to those who were hurt by its downturn, but also to rebuild it on a new, stronger foundation for job creation.
The president saying today that he wants to give the middle class also a little bit of help in meeting some of their responsibilities, which are commonplace, including child care, caring for elderly parents, and he wants to mandate that all businesses offer retirement accounts. White House sources say the relief will be made available to those couples making less than $85,000 a year combined, but the president says these are important economic priorities.
To make balancing work and family more realistic, we'll make it easier to care for children and aging loved ones. To make college more affordable, we'll make it easier for students to pay back their loans and forgive their debt earlier if they choose a career in public service. And to make retirement more secure, we're going to make it easier to save through the workplace.
In the wake of Tuesday's election in Massachusetts last week, it was said by some at the White House that the president needs to get ahead of the populism curve, and he was certainly trying to do that on Monday, as he said that he and Vice President Biden do not measure economic success by what's happening on Wall Street, but what's happening in the lives of middle-class Americans.
Because in the end, that's how Joe and I measure progress. Not by how the markets are doing, but by how the American people are doing. It's about whether they see some progress in their own lives. So we're going to keep fighting to rebuild our economy so that hard work is once again rewarded, wages and incomes are once again rising, and the middle class is once again growing.
But while the president is clearly focusing and spending most of his public attention on the economy, is he going down the right path? Well, that's what we asked two experts today, including Iowa Congressman Steve King, a member of the House Small Business Committee, as well as David John, Senior Research Fellow in Financial Studies at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. Both of them agree that the president is not headed down the right road. Congressman King thinks that in the end, small businesses will be hurt because the banks, under the president's recommendations, are going to be handcuffed more than ever. David John calls the president's regulations towards the banks, including stopping of the hedge fund management, as well as refusal to allow consolidation, as silly. He calls the president's so-called TARP tax amusing. You can hear my full interviews with both Congressman King as well as David John at worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org. Staying on the financial front, the biggest priority this week for lawmakers, specifically senators, is to decide whether or not Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke deserves another term. The president nominated him for that back in August, and right now there's a huge fight up on Capitol Hill with deep divisions in both parties about whether Bernanke has contributed more to the problem or done more to help solve it. There are strong opinions on both sides of the issue. Some Republicans are staunchly against him. Others say, while Bernanke has certainly not been the best possible choice in this job, he's clearly better than anyone else President Obama is likely considering. Mitch McConnell was addressing this question on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday. He thinks Bernanke's going to be confirmed, but let's just say he was less than committal about how he will vote when pressed by Meet the Press moderator David Gregory.
He's going to have bipartisan support in the Senate, and I would anticipate he'd be confirmed.
Will you vote for him?
He's going to have bipartisan support.
So you won't say how you'll vote?
I'll let you know in the next day.
Do you have concerns about his renomination?
I think he's going to be confirmed.
But do you have concerns about his renomination?
Some of my members do, but I think he's going to be confirmed.
While many conservatives and independents say that President Obama has missed the message of the Senate election in Massachusetts last week, the Democrats and the president know that any more elections like the ones in November and the one last Tuesday could mean very bad news for the party come the first Tuesday in the month of November. As a result, the president has begun to reassemble the political team that got him elected back in 2008, including bringing in former campaign manager David Plouffe as an informal advisor, but with a direct line to the president himself. Speaking on ABC's This Week program with host Terry Moran on Sunday, a White House political advisor David Axelrod says that people shouldn't jump to too many conclusions or think the Democrats are wringing their hands too much at this point.
Is the return of David Plouffe to a position of prominence here essentially an admission that the White House political operation failed the president and the party?
I think that the reaction to it has been overblown, but I know that Washington loves a great, Washington loves the shakeup story. Washington loves the when are we going to throw a body out story. That's not how we roll.
Well, that might not be how they roll, but the Democrats are scratching their heads now trying to come up with some candidates in two races where they previously had a decent chance at winning, and now it looks like Republicans strongly have the upper hand. The most prominent of the day is in Delaware, where when Vice President Biden left his Senate seat to become the number two man in the Obama administration, it was assumed that his son, Beau Biden, would run for the seat outright here in 2010. Well, here on Monday, Biden says he will run for re-election as Delaware Attorney General and will not seek his father's old Senate seat. That means the Republican candidate, Michael Castle, who has been the statewide congressional member for a number of years now, is considered a very strong favorite to pick up that seat for the Republicans come November. There is still no Democrat announced for that race. Most of them are clearing the way for Beau Biden to make a run. Also, longtime moderate Democratic Congressman Marion Barry from the state of Arkansas announcing that he will not seek re-election. He is the second moderate Democrat from the natural state to say that he will not be seeking re-election. Vic Snyder was the other one just a number of days ago. Barry is the first member of Congress to announce his retirement since the Massachusetts vote last week. But it's not just Democratic incumbents that are feeling the heat. Arizona Republican Senator John McCain is up for re-election to a possible fifth term this year. And the biggest heat he might be feeling could be from within his own party. Former Republican Congressman J.D. Hayworth, who since being defeated for re-election in 2006, has been hosting a political talk show out there in the Grand Canyon State. But he has now stepped down from KFYI and announced in his final broadcast on the station that it's time for him most likely to get back into public service.
While public service is not always defined by public office, there are times when it is time to consider running again for public office. And we are taking active steps along those lines.
By all accounts, Hayworth is getting into the race. McCain has wasted no time and already taking a swing at Hayworth, saying while he talks a good game on political talk radio, Hayworth was actually a very big spender in Congress and contributed to the Republicans losing the trust of the American people when it came to fiscal discipline. And one note in the war on terror, one of the names you first heard after the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003, Chemical Ali, has reportedly been executed for all of his work towards weapons of mass destruction that ended up killing hundreds of thousands of Iraq's own people. One more highlight on the interview front to tell you about at worldnetdaily.com and dateline.radioamerica.org. Check in there to hear my conversation with Larry Sabato, professor of political science at the University of Virginia. And you'll hear our discussion about just how much trouble the president is in, as well as Democrats here in the midterm election year, why Republicans should not be overly confident right now, and what the actual breakdown looks like in terms of pickups possibly for the GOP in the U.S. Senate. All that, dateline.radioamerica.org, worldnetdaily.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.